You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. You've just heard the latest installment in the series Dangerous Air, an analysis by the California Newsroom on the dramatic rise of wildfire smoke in recent years. I spoke to the data journalist who led the investigation, Allison Saldana, about how this reporting is changing our understanding of the threats wildfires pose to our health.
Where did the idea come from to do this deep dive into more than a decade's worth of data?
Yeah, that's a really good question. We know that wildfires have been burning hotter, faster, and stronger than ever before. And this is a fairly new phenomenon. And everyone, researchers are still catching up to what's going on in a certain sense and how this exposure to smoke is impacting us and our health. And it's going to be a while before we have definite answers to this. But what we do know is that wildfires are getting worse with every passing year. And we needed to understand how much more smoke is everybody exposed to as the years progress. We know that fine particulates in the air are the most dangerous pollutant. And then now we're learning that among the different sources of this specific kind of pollutant, wildfire smoke is possibly much worse. So that has been our goal. Knowing what we do right now, we wanted to understand how much of this toxic smoke have residents been exposed to across the U.S. for over a decade now.
I should point out to our listeners that you created that jaw-dropping graphic that so many of us here in the Central Valley were paying attention to that charts major U.S. cities with significant increases in smoky days. Sacramento was at the very top of that list, but Fresno was right below it. And, you know, I have to say it was shocking, but it also wasn't, because we know air gets trapped in the San Joaquin Valley Basin. But as you were just saying, we've thought of this problem as something facing the Western United States, but your analysis really proved the extent to which it is impacting the entire country. Can you just talk more about that?
Yeah, what we found was really troubling in the sense that this isn't just a Northern California problem or a Central Valley problem, where the air is likely to stay polluted, as you said, for a few months in the year. The data very clearly shows that exposure is increasing all across the U.S., even on the East Coast, which is 1,000 miles away. Boston has seen a 50% rise in smoke exposure. Residents over there are now breathing in close to a month of smoke. And California is driving that increase. And having said that, as you pointed out, exposure to smoke in the San Joaquin Valley, which was already exposed to quite a few smoke days in the earlier period that we analyzed between 2009 and 2013, this area is now recording a doubling and tripling of that exposure. And it's really disturbing to know that, because that just means people here are recording prolonged exposure to one of the most dangerous pollutants, and it's only increasing.
You also analyzed state hospitalization data to get a better sense of what all this smoke is doing to our health. What did you find?
Well, we wanted to understand what has been the impact of the smoke exposure. And so we decided to narrow down on California, which has been driving the increase in smoke exposure across the country. This is the state that is recording the strongest wildfires. And in that sense, we could also then sort of narrow down and see areas which have recorded great percentage increases in smoke exposure, you know, kind of directly see how that has impacted hospitalizations. So for that, we took hospital data across the state and geocoded it. And we looked at the years 2016 to 2019. We skipped 2020 because it was the pandemic year and it was likely to skew our analysis. And we narrowed down the hospitalizations for heart and lung diseases. And what we found was that California recorded 30,000 more hospitalizations in 2018, which was a particularly destructive fire year compared to 2016, when there were less destructive fires. And, you know, there could be other reasons for why these hospitalizations had grown across the state, but we do know for a fact that smoke impacts your heart and your lungs. So while there may be other reasons, the data clearly shows that while there was an increase in smoke exposure, hospitalizations also grew.
You know, we are all impacted to some extent when we have these terribly smoky days. But one thing that I was really impressed in your reporting is how you were able to identify how the most negative impacts tend to fall on our most vulnerable populations. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
You know, that was something specifically that was troubling for me, is because sometimes even the data can't show that entirely. So for instance, in the San Joaquin Valley, we saw a 6% rise in hospitalizations for heart and lung diseases between 2018 and 2016. But, you know, it doesn't tell the full story since there are so many residents in this region who may not seek healthcare at formal institutions. There are so many undocumented farm workers and their families who may skip going to the hospital. And so the numbers don't paint the full picture of what's going on over here. And what we've sort of learned from experts and what we can see is that everybody's exposed to wildfire smoke. So it's not just a problem that's going to affect just poorer communities or certain occupations. It's going to affect everybody. But the people who are more likely to bear the costs of this exposure are people from lower economic groups because they are more likely to work in conditions that expose them to wildfire smoke. They're more likely to be in housing that does not protect them adequately from the smoke, even when they are advised to stay indoors. And so, I mean, it really calls to attention the fact that there needs to be more policy movement on how we can protect vulnerable communities because they are more likely to bear the burden of this health risk.
You know, speaking of policy, there have been so many efforts over the last several years to clean up the air in the San Joaquin Valley, efforts that have been, for the most part, quite successful. But it seems as if the effect of all of this wildfire smoke is really undoing much of what we've accomplished to clean up our air.
Yes, that's absolutely right. In fact, that's something that one of the researchers that we collaborated with, Professor Marshall Burke of Stanford University, he led our partnership with the Human Outcomes Lab. He found that exposure to fine particulate matter from wildfire smoke is undoing decades of improvement. We ourselves looked at data on exposure to fine particulate matter in the West and the Northwest. And what we found was that in California and Nevada, earlier we would sort of, at the start of 2000, at the start of the millennium, we had a certain high level of exposure. And then we recorded a steep decline. But in the past decade, we're slowly climbing up again, and it's undoing all that effort at improving the air. In the Northwest, we can see that the region is already back to where it was two decades ago, and it's completely undone two decades of improvement.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today. I've been talking with Allison Saldana, the data journalist who led the dangerous air investigation for NPR's California Newsroom. Allison, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. It was wonderful to talk to you.